This episode is brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is Dave. I'm with Mark today. And we've got one of our favorite subjects we're going to be talking about, and that is the Oklahoma City Thunder. We love to talk about these guys, and especially one of our favorite players. We're going to be breaking down his interview that he had. I believe it's only 5 minutes and 41 seconds, 6 minutes, something like that. But man, he gives us a lot of information about what he's been doing this offseason, and I love how he answers questions. He gives them enough answer to consider it an answer, and then that's where he leaves it. It's great, it's informational, and it's good to go.
Yeah, it's really good to catch up what's been going on with Dort. You know, he had a really productive summer. You can already tell that from what we saw in the first preseason game. His offensive confidence is off the charts for him. And we're in a really good spot because, like what we hear from him, he didn't sacrifice any of his strength for mobility or vice versa. So I think that he was in a spot where he's trying to maintain and improve on maybe his quickness, but that's about it for him. But starting out, we've got some great clips just talking about what he improved on. Did he add something new to his game? Different things like that.
Yeah, man. And he talks about playing soccer, tennis, boxing, but really focusing on his footwork. In the preseason game, I watched him. And in the summer league game, I watched him. I didn't notice any, or summer league game, I watched him on the bench on the summer league where he was sitting there with everybody. I didn't notice any extra body weight like Teo Maladone and Shea all had. Dort was just looking like Dort. And sometimes that's concerning. You know, there's a lot of different NBA players that say that, I never worked out a day in my life in the offseason. Or NBA players that said I devoted 12 hours a day in the offseason. So I was kind of concerned about that. So hearing that he's been devoting his time on working on his footwork and not his physique, to me was a really great idea. And it gets me excited because we all know that Dort, when he's playing and he's working with really great footwork, it's masterful. So we're really excited to see how he's going to use what he's learned this offseason into this season.
Yeah, and a couple other questions. One is, you know, what did he do outside of basketball to improve, you know? And I think that's a good question. Also, we get to hear what he thinks about SGA, which, of course, you know, he's on his team, so he better say nice things. And just overall being a part of a rebuild. We're going to go ahead and play this whole thing for you guys. Like Dave said, it's under 6 minutes long, and we'll be right back.
Your scoring ability, that was something people saw last season. Anything that they'll see this season they didn't see last season?
Obviously last year I had the opportunity just because, the team that we had compared to my first year. So, you know, I was able to show that to everybody. I mean, I feel like this year I'm going to just, you know, stick to the same. I know I got some more stuff that I worked on. I mean, I'd rather wait and show it. But I'm just so excited to get back to it and then start a season soon.
Lou, what about your role in terms of non-actual basketball stuff, non-on-court stuff, you know, like, I don't know, workouts, weight room, stuff like that, leadership? What do you see yourself doing in that regard? What is your role in that area?
Well, I mean, just first off, I always take care of my body, you know, eat right and, you know, always be ready. I mean, I live for it, but at the same time, I'm trying to maintain my weight, so I'm not trying to get too big. So, I feel like I had a great offseason. You know, I lost a couple pounds, and, I've been boxing, doing some jujitsu, track, playing soccer, tennis. So I've really been doing a lot of stuff this offseason. So, just to get my body conditioning and stuff. So,
Jiu-jitsu, soccer, that's a lot of conditioning. Would you say you worked more on your mobility and your conditioning through the summer instead of strength?
Yeah, that'd be more mobility because, strength, I feel like I'm already strong. I feel like I got to work on some mobility and some other stuff. So, and mainly to footwork. So, it's been good. I feel like I have put a lot of good work this offseason, and I'm really ready for the season.
How do you think that mobility is going to help you defensively?
It will help me a lot. I'm pretty fast. Just with my feet and stuff. I feel like it was just going to be better. It's another thing that I can add to my defensive skills. So, you know, I'm always looking to learn and add some more stuff.
Yeah, Lou, you mentioned soccer. I know you grew up playing soccer and I think we're a goalkeeper. Someone told me that they think part of your being able to like slide your feet defensively and stay in front of guys is like using some of those techniques from being a goalkeeper. Like, is there any truth to that, or do you see any correlation there?
I mean, soccer is everything. It's footwork. So, I mean, I played soccer for a long time. I mean, just from like from 4 to like 10. So, I mean, it probably did help, you know, just the way that I move my feet fast. So I'm going to say, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. And just one more unrelated question. Is a one of the young core players on this team, how are you approaching this season and, you know, the next few seasons, knowing that this is clearly a rebuilding situation with a young roster? Like, how are you approaching that?
I mean, I'm going to say it's definitely a learning process. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of young guys, not a lot of experience. So, I mean, the guys that's been there before definitely got to set the tone and be ready to compete every night. And I feel like, I mean, if we do this, you know, being a young, hungry team and just compete every night, I mean, where do we win or lose? I mean, at least we left it all on the court. So that's why I feel like maybe the tone we're going to set to start. I mean, it's not going to happen fast. It's going to take some time and we're patient. And I mean, I know it's we're capable of doing it too. So, I mean, really just being competitors and really compete every night.
I actually wanted to ask you a little bit about Shea. We saw him really hit the accelerator on what he brought to you guys on the court last year. Not that he didn't the year mm-hmm. before, but I'm curious what it was like to see him doing that last year before he gets mm-hmm. hurt. And then what's your level of expectation with him continuing to be on that trajectory yeah. upward this season?
I mean, it's been great. I mean, it was definitely hard. I mean, for him to show it or the first year he was here because the other team we had, but last year, I mean, that's what people wanted to see, and that's what he was ready to show. So, and, I mean, I feel like he did a great job just last year when he was here, just being a leader, being able to get everybody involved at the same time, you know, getting his, and at the same time, just being a leader and vocal on the court. And I feel like he's been growing to that, I mean, since I got here and since I know him. So, I mean, I feel like even for the past few weeks that we've been here, you know, he's been really vocal, being a good leader, being good for the new guys. So, and I feel like, I mean, I kind of seen all the stuff that he did this offseason. He worked so hard on his game, so he got way more to show.
Hey, Lou, you talked about, you know, your defensive growth and conditioning, but you took a lot of steps forward in your offensive consistency last year. Looking at the team, how it's constructed, adding ball handlers like Giddy, guys like that, how excited are you for some of the opportunities you'll get as the floor spacing continues to improve and lets you kind of go to work offensively as well?
I mean, I'm really excited, you know, you know, just going into the year. I mean, I know what to expect now. I mean, last year was a little new to me, and you know, just at this level. But now I kind of know what to expect. So that's a lot of stuff that I work on this offseason too. And then, you know, it's great to have you know, Shea and Josh, you know, to be here on the team to help also. But you know, I mean, I'm just always keep learning, watch film, and you know, just get better.
Man, the way that you sum up this interview, really, in the way that he was answering questions, is exactly what he talks about at the end. He talks about knowing what he needs to do to improve and knowing what to expect this year. Last year, he had no idea what to expect, and this year, he has a better understanding of what to expect. That is what we're talking about. That's the type of maturity that we need on this team, and he's going to be there helping the other guys, because the reality is that these guys are fighting for multi-millions dollar contract, and that they just got to keep on pushing. Lou is no exception right here. He knows, like he said, I know what to expect, and I'm going to push myself and get there. So I'm excited to see what he's talking about.
You know, one of the things we were excited about last year going into the season was the veterans we had, Al Horford, George Hill. And this year, I feel like Sam Presti, as much as he cleared the deck last year to give SGA the ball in his hands, this year he's clearing the deck to let these young players become the leaders of the team. So that's what I'm looking forward to personally. We know that he has a tremendous amount of offensive upside. We saw it in the first preseason game. Holy shit. That guy can shoot the three. He can drive to the basket. He's got a good mid-range game. He can score all three levels, and he's an elite defender. So what else can he add to his game at this point? To me, I want to see him be a vocal leader. I want to see him get out there and put the team on his back. We've seen him do that for stretches, but I want to see the team take on his identity. And that's what I'm looking forward to from Lou Dort this year.
Absolutely, man. When you have a team, a bunch of young athletes on your team, and they all look up to the other young athletes on your team, it's big time. Lou Dort is one of those guys that most of these young players had an opportunity to watch him play, whether in high school. That's kind of crazy to say, as he dominated in college, and then he got to the NBA the undrafted way. And it was really crazy to kind of watch how this has evolved. And to me, looking at these guys that are going to be coming on this team, like Giddey, Josh Giddey was, what, 15 years old when Lu Dort broke through the league? Like, this is what I'm saying, is that these guys were in high school. So they're going to look up to Lu, and then that means there's going to be more pressure on Lu to do the things that he needs to get this team better, more in shape, better footwork, and he's going to teach them stuff. So this, to me, is exactly what we needed. They had their lessons from our past leaders that we've had on the team. Al Horford helped us out last year. The year before, we had Chris Paul. And the year before that, which I think is only one player on our team, had Russ. So we've had the leaders to teach this team how to have that professional habits, or have those professional habits. And so it's going to be exciting how they put things together. And it's starting right here with Lu. And I love how, to me, you can't go without an interview with Shai or an interview with Lu without bringing up the other. And that's why I love what was asked here. You know, what do you see in Shai? What do you see he's going to do this year? How is he going to lead? I mean, they're just searching to see what Lu has to say about him. And I love what Lu has to say. Like, he had great things to say about him, obviously, because he's his point guard. But more so than that, I feel like there's a much stronger bond there. And you kind of get a glimpse of it by the way he talks about him. So to me, this is a really great interview.
Well, I enjoyed it too, and you know, I try to keep it clipped up so that it's not, you know, full of a bunch of different irrelevant parts. So, you know, there are a few questions that didn't make the cut, but they were just I kind of felt like generic about, you know, Team Canada and also about having fans in the stadium. Obviously, those are great, you know, things for him too. But we're trying to focus on Thunder basketball and keep it all things Thunder related and just keep it basketball related. So I'm pumped up about what Dort brings to the table, and I'm pumped up about seeing the other players begin to emulate him and his defensive footwork and his defensive mindset. So this is going to be an exciting year. So we hope that you continue to join us. Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow. And this episode is brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.